You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome everyone to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I thank you for having us tuned in here today. Now, this is a brand new program starting today. Now, many of you know this program as the Gospel Study radio broadcast, and we've been on for years with that name, Gospel Study. And the Lord just gave me the revelation about a week or two ago that we're going to change the direction of what I'm doing on this program and do something different. You know, one of my favorite sayings here lately is WGOD, and that is, you know, many of you know I work at a radio station and have for some 10 years here in Central Florida. For those of you right here in Brevard County, you all know me here. I've been on the radio for many years, station manager here for 10 years. And I love the notion of WGOD because it's a great truth to understand that God is always broadcasting. He's broadcasting 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And the thing for us is that you and I need to be tuned in to His frequency. And if we can do that, and if we do tune into His frequency, you and I can live lives where we always hear from God. Now, I don't know about you. Sometimes that's one of my greatest regrets, is it seems like I don't hear from God as much as I wish that I did. But this I do know. Well, you know, I've heard it too from other people. Other people say, well, God told me this, God told me that. Some people write books for all the things that God has told them, and God doesn't speak to me that way. However, I've been, as many times as I've been teaching on the internet for 15 years, preaching on the radio for 10 years, pastoring in churches for 5 years, you'd have to get a crane to pick up everything that God has told me in His Word. And that is what this radio program is going to be. We are going to focus on whatever truth the Holy Spirit shines the light on as we go through His Word. And it's going to be verse by verse as it was before. I'm not going to change what we do, and that is going through the New Testament verse by verse. We're also going to be going through the Old Testament as well on this program, WGOD. Think of that like a radio station. You know, stations like here at WMIE, I'm looking at the bumper sticker right here. It says WMIE 91.5, Today's Modern Worship. So think about this. WGOD, all truth, all the time. I love that. I love it so much, I've changed the name of my radio program to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We know where God is broadcasting. See, you and I know the secret. If you didn't know it before, you know it now. And that is that God is always broadcasting, and what we are going to do is tune in to His frequency each and every day on this program to hear a word from God, and you and I can hear a word from God every day. And I promise you, going into this, I'll have done my homework and prepared. However, I don't know where God's going to lead us. I don't know where the Holy Spirit is going to shine the light of truth. Wherever we are on a particular day, I am not going into this knowing where the Holy Spirit is going to take this. I don't ever do it that way. So let's get started here today. Now, this is WGOD Radio. You can find us on the internet at WGODontheair.net. Also in Facebook, I encourage you to go to WGOD Radio and like the page on there, friends, and study with us. Let's you and I hear a word from God every day of our lives. It says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." See, this is how you and I can study the same passage for 67 years over, and each time over the course of, I just picked that out of a hat, each time you read it, each time you study it, each time you meditate on the Word of God, you'll receive something different. Why? Because this book is inspired. God is always speaking, and the secret is that he's speaking in his word. You see, it's not just me speaking, but I know that when you and I listen to the word and hear me and allow me to read the word to you and apply some simple interpretation, you will hear from God. And we should be doing that. You know, for instance, God is long-suffering. 2 Peter 3 and 9, God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. You see, that's a simple interpretation. We're letting the word of God speak on this program. God is long-suffering. You know, sometimes we see, you know, Christians dying early or young. And we see sometimes heathen living to 100 years old, and we say, well, that's not fair. Why does that happen? You see, and then as you're reading in the Word of God, God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. You see, God loves that person. That's why the truth is revealed in the Word of God. As we read the Word of God, you and I will hear a word from God every day. So here in Hebrews 4:12, we see the word of God is living. See, this book is alive. It's not a dead book. It's alive. That's why it's the number one selling book of all time. That's why you can read the same thing over and over and over and over again, year after year, and you'll keep hearing something different because the word is alive. Another place I want to take you to would be 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. It says, "We have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed, as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first." This is 2 Peter 1:20. "No prophecy of Scripture is of one private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved." That's the Greek word pharaoh, means to be carried from one place to the other. Holy men of God spoke. The King James says, holy men of God spoke as they were moved or brought along by the Holy Spirit. You see, this book is inspired. All Scripture, Paul wrote, all Scripture is theopneustos. There's 2/3 of the Trinity there in that Greek word. Theos is God, pneuma is spirit. All Scripture is theopneustos, God-breathed, God-inspired. God wrote it. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. There's the Trinity there, and it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the interpretation of it. You see, the Bible is alive, and when you and I are tuned into this frequency where God is broadcasting, I guarantee you every day, if you tune into this radio program, you will hear a word from God. I guarantee you, when you open up your Bible and meditate on Scripture, God will speak to you every day. You'll hear the word of truth, not someone's interpretation of it, not going to someone else who's just going to talk for a while, whatever sermon or church or someone that's not talking about the word of God. You don't know if it's truth or not. But when you're listening to the word, when you meditate on Scripture, when you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, you will hear a word from God. I promise you, friends, when you tune into this radio program, 15 minutes a day, Monday through Friday, I guarantee you, you will hear a word from God. So I encourage you, be tuned in. Listen here to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. That's the slogan. I love that. And that's what it is. You will hear the word of truth every time you tune into this program. There's one more thing I want to share with you. Back from the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. It says, "Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob." Now we're going to get into that word anointed in our next program here tomorrow, because that's where we're at in our regular study in 2 Corinthians. We're going to see that the Holy Spirit has anointed us. In our next program here, we're going to look and see at that word anointed and see what it means. But in the meantime, "Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel, colon." All right, here comes his list, right? "The Holy Spirit spoke by me." Now, these words have quotation marks around them in my New King James Bible. "The Holy Spirit spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue." You understand what he's saying? The Holy Spirit spoke by me. You see, when you go back and read everything David wrote, when you read all of these Psalms, understand it's not David speaking, it's the Holy Spirit inside of him speaking. This Bible, this word of God that we have is inspired. The Holy Spirit wrote it. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, and this includes David. These things that David wrote, they're inspired by God. When David said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When David said, "They pierced my hands and my feet," in Psalm 22, verse 16. When David says, "They cast lots for my clothing," you got to understand, the Holy Spirit spoke this. When you read in Isaiah chapter 53, when it says, "He was wounded for our transgressions, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you were healed." This is the Holy Spirit speaking through these people. This book is inspired when you and I are tuned into this frequency. So what's the Holy Spirit going to shine the light of truth on here today on WGOD Radio? And that is, meditate on the word. Here's the word of truth here today, okay? And that is, let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. As I promised you, you're not going to hear my word, my interpretation. We're going to let the Holy Spirit lead and do what he does. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. There's the word of God here today for you, friends. Meditate in this book, Joshua 1:8. Meditate in this book day and night, so that, do you want the Midas touch, where everything you touch, figuratively speaking, turns to gold? Meditate in this book day and night, and you will live that kind of life. We're out of time. I thank you for joining us here today for WGOD Radio. We'll be back again soon with a new program. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.